For University of Illinois professor John Rogers, the winnings weren't by chance. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation has named him one of its 24 fellows for this year. They're leaders in their artistic or scientific fields, and each one gets $500,000 to spend as they see fit. For Rogers, the prize will let him pursue applied physics research that traditional funding sources might shy away from. He says one of those self-described crazy exploratory projects could impact the field of medicine.
There are some specific things that we've just started to do in the area of biomedical device technologies. So a lot of our programs involve constructing unusual electronic devices that provide characteristics and design opportunities that are inconceivable if you're stuck with conventional technologies. And one of those areas of application involves the intimate integration of electronics with the human body. So we're interested in electronics that are unlike silicon wafer-based devices, which are planar, rigid, and brittle. We want to make electronics that's soft and stretchy and curvilinear. And the human body has those characteristics. So for integration of electronics with the body, the systems that we're working on, we think are much better suited than those based on wafer conventional technologies. And that's a completely new area for us. So we don't know much about biology. We're just learning about medicine. And so I think this money will be helpful to speed our efforts in those areas because we haven't yet built up the level of credibility that would be needed to get funding for that kind of work through the normal channels.
Where in the body could something like this be used, which would have been impossible at this point?
Yeah, so two areas that we're concentrating on presently. One is in cardiology and the other is in neurology. So if you look at human health, heart disease is the number one leading cause of death in all developed countries. And a lot of heart disease often manifests itself in arrhythmic beating, irregular beating of the heart. And a lot of times that type of arrhythmia is caused by parts of the cardiac tissue that fire in an irregular way, not synchronized with the rest of the surrounding tissue. And so currently people do a procedure known as cardiac ablation therapy to simply ablate away those aberrant parts of the tissue. And before you do the ablation, you have to map out where those aberrant tissues are located. And that's done conventionally with a single probe device in a point-by-point fashion that can be tedious and time-consuming, thereby increasing the possibility of complication during a surgical procedure. So in our case, we built a flexible sheet of electronics with many, many sensor patches that just laminates in a soft, non-destructive way onto the surface of the beating heart such that we can map electrical potentials on that epicardial surface as the heart muscle is contracting and directly map where there is tissue that's behaving abnormally.
This has got to be like winning the lottery, even if you don't get, if you don't use any of the money on yourself, but just being able to suddenly knowing that research projects will go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I am spending it on myself. I mean, this is what I like to do. So this is what fun is for me. So instead of, buying a new car or something like that, I find greater enjoyment in, accelerating the research and making new gadgets, right, and doing things that have a potential for societal benefit. So this is a great thing. So I am spending it on myself, actually, not in a literal sense, but, to further the programs.
U of I Material Sciences Professor John Rogers is one of the latest recipients of the MacArthur Foundation's Genius Grants. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.